Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day in this wonderful new covenant. And thank you, Lord. It's like a marriage that we've entered into, married to another, even to him who was raised from the dead, so that we can bear fruits to God. Thank you for another opportunity to behold your glory, Lord, so as in a mirror, and be changed and be blessed, and then be a blessing to everyone else. Your will be done, your kingdom come. Amen. Greetings, precious family. It's 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, and the readings is from 6 to 10.
But now Timothy has returned to us and brought us the terrific news of your faith and love. He informed us that you still hold us dear in your hearts, and that you long to see us as much as we long to see you. So, our dear brothers and sisters, in the midst of all our distress and difficulties, your steadfastness of faith has greatly encouraged our hearts. We feel alive again as long as we know that you are standing firm in the Lord. How could we ever thank God enough for all the wonderful joy that we feel before our God because of you? Every night and day, we sincerely and fervently pray that we may see you face to face and furnish you with whatever may be lacking in your faith.
Hallelujah. It's so beautiful. Yeah, Paul has been knocked off his horse, off his old way of life, his old way of thinking, old way of walking, into the newness found in the Lord, into the marriage found in the Lord. And that goodness is what he's sharing. That's what the gospel is all about. And it reveals the power of God to set us free, to bring us back into our destiny, into our inheritance, and into the family of God. And this is what the whole team is all about. And they're so excited here because they see the love of faith has taken hold in these people, in these churches. Churches, they're temples of the living God now, no more temples of the world. And that's exciting them. And this is the reality that we've all gotten. And this is what the gospel, the good news, not bad news, it's good news, reveals. It's the same as Isaiah 54, where it talks about this desolate one wakes up to the marriage and realizes they were forsaken. We have to all come to that place of realizing that we got no joy in this world, that this world with Satan ruling is not our home, but with God we find our home. Not going to find it, we are in the kingdom, we are in the presence of goodness, in the presence of everything that pertaining to life and godliness. So yeah, just like I think of the Shulamite in the Song of Solomon, she had to realize that she is lovely. There's something inside of her that wants to be expressed, but has not been allowed to express. She's been busy with everyone else's vineyard, but nothing for herself. And then she says she's dark. So she's been burnt by the sun and in the situations, in being caught up in the world, and now she's looking to the Lord. And then you see in chapter 8 there, where she feasts with the Lord, she's entwined with the Lord, and then she arises from the desert. This is the highway. This is a God has given us new birth. We can speak about it as a new birth. We can speak about it as a marriage where we return to our family and to our true name. And then we arise and shine. And then back to Isaiah 54. Then he starts building, restoring you. And it's all in the way of righteousness. Jesus became unrighteous on that cross. He died for sin. But then by the power of God, he was brought up into heaven, where he opened the door for mankind to come back home. And that's a reality. We are at home in fellowship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then we're bringing the goodness of heaven here in our surroundings onto the earth as it is in heaven. Amen. So be blessed as you arise and shine. for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.